Lee Johnson, Millsaps men's soccer coach, and you've been listening to the SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Millsaps College head men's soccer coach Lee Johnson. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, Russell. Glad to be here.
Coach, entering your ninth season at the helm of the majors, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for yet another season.
You know, it's scary to think that it's been 9 years or eight seasons going into number nine, you know, that I've been here that long. It's great to be going into the ninth season. You know, we've got a new assistant coach in Steve Voltz, and he brings a fresh atmosphere into the program that we've really been looking forward to having. Guys have responded really well so far during preseason. They're working hard, and going into the season, we've got some, you know, pretty high aspirations to change a 3-15-1 year. So,
well, Coach, you mentioned that 3-15-1 year one record from a season ago. As you look at your schedule, you had seven losses by just a single goal. Talk about what the team learned sort of over the course of last year.
Well, you know, we put ourselves in a position to be in ball games last year. You know, we went in, we knew that we weren't very much of an offensive threat, so we put ourselves to be in positions to have a chance to win a ball game, have a chance to take a ball game into overtime. And I think that they learned through that, you know, paying attention to what we're trying to instill in them during the course of a week pays off on the weekends. And going from that into the spring with what we did in the spring and then coming into this fall, they're really paying a lot more closer attention to what we're trying to instill as far as our system of play, you know, low pressure, high pressure, and doing it and then letting it pay off.
Well, Coach, you mentioned what you guys did in the spring. Over spring break, you were able to take your guys on an eight-day trip to Brazil. Just talk a little about that experience, not only you know, helping these guys become better soccer players, but really as a team bringing the chemistry much tighter and gelling this group together.
The 17 guys that we carried on that trip are closer now than they ever were, ever would have been from a trip like that. Obviously, when you're able to go into a place like Brazil and learn, see the appreciation that they have for the game, and let it kind of inspire you a little bit, I think that it's going to do us really well going into the season. You know, we played three games while we were down there, two training sessions, got a lot of cultural experiences while we were down there. And, you know, it was a trip of a lifetime. I mean, this is a trip that the guys will be talking about 10 years from now when they come back for an alumni weekend. You know, for the 17 guys that went on the trip, this will be something that they remember for the rest of their lives.
Coach, you mentioned it, but, you know, looking at last season, obviously struggled in the final attacking third, just 17 goals over the season. What is changing? What needs to change as you move forward to try and be a little more consistent in that attacking third of the field this year?
I believe that composure in the attacking third would be good for us. You know, we ran out of ideas once we got down there last season. We were playing with a lot of young guys last season as well up front for us. And once we got there, we kind of ran out of ideas. Now this year is trying to get them into a position to, you know, through the course of the practices and the sessions that we run, show them options that they have and see if they can build off of that during the flow of the game.
You mentioned playing a lot of young guys on the team last year, Coach. Only two seniors off of last year's team, so you return a lot of experience and guys that got a lot of minutes at a young age. How much will that benefit this team moving forward with the experience and you know, the excitement of some new freshmen coming in as well?
You know, you can talk about it in training sessions, but training sessions never match the games. And for those guys to get that many minutes as younger guys, will really pay off for us this year because they really are in a position to learn from their mistakes last year. You know, they took their knocks as young guys last year and to be a little bit more soccer savvy, better soccer IQ going into this year, which will benefit us a lot.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen from the guys as preseason has unfolded and you've gotten ready, prepared for a new season?
You know, their work rate. Their work rate has been pretty high, and any time that we challenge them about it, they step it up even higher. The competition for starting positions is unlike we've ever had, really. Guys know that any falter, you know, any mistake, any lack of performance could cost them a starting position or flip side of that, you know, coming out and performing really well during a practice session, really pushing the guy that might be ahead of them can earn them a starting position. And they're very aware of that, and it's paid off for us really well so far.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Sam joined by Millsaps College head men's soccer coach Lee Johnson. And coach, as we look forward to another exciting season in the SCAC, without question, one of the big buzz around the conference is the return of the SCAC tournament. For the first time since 1992, the top six teams from the conference will meet in Birmingham to battle it out in a single elimination, winner-take-all, not only the SCAC title, but that automatic qualifying bid into the NCAA tournament. Talk about your excitement as a head coach and the possibility of being one of those top six teams and meeting in Birmingham at the end of the year.
Well, you know, it gives you the opportunity to maybe falter a game or two during the course of the season and still manage to be in the top six. And of course, once you get to the, once you're there, once you're in Birmingham, you're three games away from the NCAA tournament. So, as opposed to the round robin where you falter a game or two, the chances of, you know, getting that AQ at the end of the season in the round robin is almost not there. But with this, you know, if you have the opportunity to be in the top six, hey, you know, if you're one or two, you're two games away from the NCAA tournament. So there's a lot of excitement about it. You know, a lot of guys, you know, are thinking about it constantly, and we've set that as one of our main goals for the season is to make it to the conference tournament. And once we're there, who knows what can happen.
Coach, each preseason brings the excitement of a new incoming freshman class. Talk about this group of freshmen. You went out and recruited a big group coming into the season. How are they adjusting to the college game, and do you feel like you have some guys that can maybe help and make an immediate impact on your team this year?
We did get a good freshman class this year. The joy of this freshman class is that they're hard workers. You know, anything that we've challenged them about, they've really stepped up to it. The biggest adjustment to them is obviously the speed of play, which is pretty much an adjustment for anybody that comes into this level. But, you know, this class is going to do really well for us in the future. You know, we got to make sure that they stay sound academically as well, and keep them on track there and kind of manage them with the trials of playing collegiate soccer, going 6 out of 7 days a week, and managing their academics, which is, you know, anywhere in this conference is not an easy thing to do. But looking forward to what they're going to be able to contribute to us this year, and looking for some good things out of them.
What's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
I'd say the toughest thing that I face as a coach in the SCAC would probably be just the recruiting side of things. You know, I don't think that there's an SCAC school that is a cheap school to attend. The academic requirements to get guys in here that are good skilled soccer players that can handle the academic workload that these institutions offer in this conference is probably the biggest challenge. You know, and then once you get them here, making sure that they're doing what they need to do to be academically eligible, and you know, because hey, mom and dad aren't going to pay the price tag if you're not cutting in academically.
You know, Coach, the SCAC is without question one of the, you know, most competitive leagues in the country, really from top to bottom. There are no weekends off in SCAC conference play. But what makes this league so competitive?
You know, the guys that are in this league and the coaches that are in this league make it as competitive as it is. There, you find guys that want to come in across the board academically. They want a good education. But at the same time, you got guys that could have gone to D1 or D2 and played at that level, but they weren't going to get the academic education that these schools in this conference offer. And then the coaches in this conference, you're not going to find a coach in this conference who is satisfied with where they are. And you can go from the top all the way down, the top at Trinity all the way down to the bottom of Millsaps. Not a single one of us are satisfied with where we are. And there's that desire for us to go out there and beat and have the chance to win every conference game we play. And so there's not an easy weekend. There's not an off weekend. There's not an off game. You can't go into one weekend and go, okay, well, we got to put all our eggs in this basket because on Sunday we got so-and-so and they're not strong. You can't do that in this conference. So I think that that's what makes it so strong you know, so strong academically and athletically as well.
Finally, Coach, the 2011 Millsaps men's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
We'll be a success if we're in Birmingham, first weekend of November. We'll be a success if we're there. And I think that these guys know those expectations and know that, you know, when Hendricks comes to town and we open up conference play with them, it's on the line. That game can determine it. That game can mean either you're there in Birmingham or you're not. We'll worry about the rest after that one. And we'll worry about Hendricks when Hendricks gets here. We're worrying about Thursday night right now.
Millsaps head men's soccer coach Lee Johnson. Again, the majors open up their 2011 campaign September 1st on the road against Louisiana College.